Last night, millions of television sets were tuned to the 43rd annual Emmy Awards. TV critic David Bianculli is sorry to say his was among them.
How do I hate last night's Emmy Awards telecast? Let me count the ways. I hate the fact that The Simpsons wasn't allowed in the Best Comedy category, and that The Civil War wasn't even included in the on-air Emmy show. Then again, they had to make room for that thrilling, outstanding casting for miniseries or special award. I hate that last year's Oscar telecast, in the variety specials and writing categories, beat out such hard-working series as Late Night with David Letterman and In Living Color. I hate the lack of logic in the fact that Separate But Equal won for Outstanding Drama Special when it failed to win a single previous award in any of the writing, directing, or acting categories. I hate that Peter Falk was up for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series when Columbo wasn't a series last year. It was three individual telemovies spaced months apart, and neither ABC nor the Nielsen ratings considered it a series. So why did the Academy? Because the Academy has different definitions for things, that's why. Take the word comedy. That was supposed to be the theme of last night's show, but most of the scripted lines were more like anti-comedy. Take, for example, this pre-presentation patter between Corbin Burnson, who plays Arnie Becker on L.A. Law, and Christina Applegate, who plays Kelly Bundy on Married with Children.
Well, you may be wondering why an unlikely couple like Corbin and I are presenting together. Well, it's fairly obvious. You see, every week I play an immoral, low-class dimwit.
That joke is lame enough when it makes the audience supply the punchline, because everybody knows where it's going. The problem is, they keep going.
And I play a lawyer.
And go.
Same difference.
But nobody on last night's award show took a bad joke further than Gilbert Gottfried. He started off with a funny impression of Jerry Seinfeld, the best of the show's three co-hosts, but didn't stop when he was ahead. Instead, he launched into a routine that began like this.
I want to get something off my chest. You know, I'll tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I sleep a lot better since Pee-wee Herman's been arrested. Masturbation's a crime. I should be on death row.
That joke wasn't bad, but the one that followed it was. And the next, and the next. Godfrey did six, count them six, additional jokes about masturbation, each one less amusing than the last. But don't worry, I won't repeat them here. Instead, I'll jump ahead to the only truly funny moments of this comedy-themed Emmy telecast, starting when Kirstie Alley, who had won as Best Comedy Actress for Cheers, tossed in an unusual thank you to her husband, actor Parker Stevenson.
And I wanted to thank my husband, and I didn't want to thank him like, you know, I really love him and everything. So I'd like to thank my husband Parker, the man who has given me the big one for the last 8 years.
Seinfeld's double take after that was priceless. And with the very next award for Best Comedy Actor, Burt Reynolds picked up the Emmy and the joke. The impromptu speech by Reynolds, in fact, was funnier than anything provided by any of the Emmy show's writers.
But this is just, you know, I feel a little bit like Kirstie. You know, I'm not real good at the sincere part, but I want to thank my wife for giving me the big one for the last 11 years.
And after Reynolds left, Seinfeld stepped in.
A lot of big ones, big ones. Could be a balloon payment, for all I know.
Those last few minutes of the Emmy telecast provided spontaneity, entertainment, and good humor, three things that had been absent from the previous 2 hours and 45 minutes. Last night's Emmy show took one small step forward by canning the production numbers. If next year's show cans the canned dialogue and lets funny people react and interact more naturally, it'll be an even bigger step. Presenters hate to say those prepared lines almost as much as viewers hate to hear them, so dump them. And that's no joke.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post. By the way, David says the Fox network, which televised last night's Emmy Awards ceremony, decided to cut out Gilbert Gottfried's jokes when it rebroadcast the show for the West Coast.